When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
And welcome, everybody, to a special bedroom edition of Dinner and a Movie. Normally, we record from Casa Gennaro's. Mm-hmm. Which is a place that if you haven't been to, folks, check it out. Click on the link below in the podcast and go there. It's in New Jersey, and it'll blow your mind. Chris, would you agree?
I agree, and I'm just bummed that we're not there now. That we're going to be talking about movies yet.
But we're luxuriating in our bed together.
You know, remember those MTV cribs?
Oh, is this like we should show people around?
This is where the magic happens.
And I should probably go like this. I should go, oh, I wasn't expecting you guys today. Check out my refrigerator, which is clear and has nothing but bottles of water in it, apparently.
Completely organized.
Yeah. That's, I think, the one thing that is the most unrealistic part of MTV Cribs is organized refrigerators. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trust anybody with an organized refrigerator. Like, if I went over someone's house and I opened it up and it was, like, spotless and it only had, like, three bottles of, like, Soylent in it and, you know, it was all, like, perfectly kept, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm in the house of a serial killer.
Oh, yeah, like, you would find body parts categorized perfectly in the basement freezer.
Here's a question. You murder somebody and you're categorizing their body parts. Okay. Do you go alphabetically or do you go, like, foot to head?
Oh, alphabetically, 100%.
I don't know. I feel like there's some wiggle room there. I feel like, you know, you could have, like, let's say you open up the freezer and the bottom of the refrigerator is, like, feet. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, shins in the middle part. And then, like, you know, torso area, wieners and stuff.
Right.
And then head at the top. That makes sense.
What if the organs fall out? I don't think you'll remember where organs go where. It's a nightmare.
All right. Well, listen, if you're a serial killer and you keep... Please come to our address. Our address... No. Oh, okay. Shouldn't tell people. So we've decided at the midway point of our, exploration of each other via movies.
Ooh.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Especially because we're in bed.
To just take a look back and see what we've learned and sort of take some stock of where we are in this experiment. If you don't know the podcast, what we do is I pick out a movie for Christina to watch. She picks out a terrible movie for me to watch. And then we watch it. And then we discuss and we figure out what we've learned about the other person via one of their favorite movies. So I figured I would start with, and by the way, sorry, my wife was just playing with my ear, which is nice. But then she was like, she grabbed like a piece of my ear hair and was tugging it.
How did that make you cough?
I don't know. I think it's connected directly to my lungs. Let's ask a serial killer.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry that had that effect on you.
Maybe you pulled out some of my ear hair and it got caught in my lungs.
I don't think so. So basically.
Let me pause the podcast so I can. Everybody, I'm going to pause and cough. Hold on. We're back from my coughing fit. Chris.
I'm sorry.
I think I have the black lung.
So basically, I show you a masterpiece and you subject me to torture.
Yeah, you've been pretty tortured by my picks. I have not been tortured by your picks.
I haven't been that tortured. Half of them have been torture. Half of them have been quite delightful.
So let's go through. Of the movies that you've seen, let's mm-hmm. start with what is the least favorite thing I've made you watch?
Can we go all through them all?
So we have Citizen Kane.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't make me see Citizen Kane.
Didn't we do Citizen Kane?
No.
Oh, Casablanca.
Yes.
We did Casablanca. We did Dark City.
Mm-hmm.
We did Top Secret and Pulp Fiction.
And Boogie...
Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
And you've made me watch...
Pretty Woman.
10 Things I Hate About You.
And The Time Travel, About Time.
About Time and Leap Year.
Leap Year.
So, of the movies I have subjected you to, mm-hmm. which is the one that you've disliked the most?
Dark City.
Yeah, I was kind of figuring you would, you would say that. It's probably the one that is least well-known.
It's not just being about well-known. It's just that I think, as I said on the podcast before, you loved it because it was new for that time.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was just like a confusing conglomerate of weirdness.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's a lot like a lot of science fiction. It's a movie that it cares more about the ideas than it does about the story. And I can see where that would be sort of confusing and not very enjoyable for someone to sit through.
And honestly, you had to think so much. And it's not that I object to thinking, but I've always liked my books and my movies to be enjoyable on some level, to take me on a journey.
Right.
And that was like a journey where my brain couldn't relax and take it in.
Gotcha. You think maybe if you saw it 5 or 6 more times, you might like it more?
Highly doubtful.
Guess what I have planned for you this weekend? It's a Dark City-a-thon. Yay!
If that is true, you'll have about time-a-thon. Not about time-a-thon, leap year-a-thon.
Well, that was my least favorite.
I know that was your least favorite.
Listen, Amy Adams is cute as a button.
Yes.
That Irish guy has never been in anything else again, so he's not cute as a button. It was a steaming pile of horse crap to speak in the nicest tones I have possible for that movie. It was a by the numbers kind of story, and it reveals a part of you that likes silly love movies, and I like that about you. I think it's cute, but this one struck me the closest to pornography. That because it was like pornography, it was like, listen, we know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to mess around. We're just going to get there. And it's going to be inartful, but you won't care because you're going to get what you want out of this. So just like how, you know, like boobs come out and I go, well, everything up to this point has not mattered because boobs are out and I'm having a good time. I think you felt that way about this sort of saccharine love story between these two and the Irish vistas.
Well, I studied abroad. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
What was her name?
Mm.
Nice.
I found that guy sexy. And you know I like an accent. I think that I liked it more.
That guy was all sweater and accent. You could have put a mop in that sweater and had it say in an Irish brogue, what's up? And you would be like, give me that mop. I got to do stuff with it.
My sex doll accented mop.
And you know me. I am not one of those guys that will not admit other guys are good looking.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I go a little too far in describing how attractive other men are. That guy's not good looking. He's so average. He's the third best looking guy at the frat.
Wait, we forgot one of the movies.
What was one of the movies?
The one with Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant.
Oh, yes. Notting Hill.
Yes.
Which is, yeah, okay. I mean, like I said, it was a pretty good movie. Two movie star appearances. I stand by the fact that Julia Roberts is a 100% sociopath.
I agree that in rewatching some of these movies, it doesn't stand the test of time. Like we talked about The Red Door in Notting Hill.
Right.
I do think in Leap Year that I didn't think, what's that guy I really like? Patrick Scott Thomas Harris.
Patrick Dempsey?
No, the guy that's in Leap Year. That's in like everything that I like, pretty much.
Huh?
The boyfriend, the real boyfriend that proposed to her on
Leap
Year.
Wasn't that Paul Rudd? Wasn't Paul Rudd?
No, it wasn't Paul Rudd. It was the guy from the Amy Poehler sitcom.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, that guy. I don't know who he is,
okay,
but I know
anyway,
who you're talking
like
about.
Him and everything. And he was supposed to be the...
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. See, I got it. I was close. When I saw that again, and Adam Scott at the end like gets the iPad and that's his important thing, I kind of get it.
Yeah, no, I think Adam Scott, like a lot of these movies, as we have revisited them, the person who was the bad guy in the movie at the time, well, hold on, right here at the door, ladies and gentlemen, is special guest star Annabelle Black, who is coming in quietly. What did you want, little Annabelle? Oh, she just walked around. She did not want to talk.
She just gave, wasn't that important.
She just gave us the cutest face and walked out. One of the things that I think in having looked back at a lot of these movies, we see that the person in the movie that wants you to think is the good guy
mm-hmm.
oftentimes doesn't seem like the good guy with retrospect. And the bad guy seems like the hero. So in that one,
hero, I wouldn't go that far. I'm just saying that
she should have stayed with Adam Scott, not stayed with the weirdo Irish guy in that leap year movie.
I am fine that she stayed with the weirdo Irish
guy.
Really?
Would you be happy if Annabelle did that?
I would not be.
Annabelle is marrying some super doctor who's going to take care of her forever. But instead, she goes on a vacation for a little bit to Ireland and meets up some weird mop person in a sweater with an accent and says, hey, guess what? I'm throwing my life away and marrying this guy.
You got me. You got me.
You'd be like, what are you doing?
Stay with Adam Scott.
You were infatuated with Irish guy. You're not in love with him.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Oh, man.
And listen, you'll grow to love Adam Scott as he buys you things.
He just buys you things. He's a good guy. He flies all the way out to Ireland.
And buys her things, which is what every girl loves. Annabelle, is that correct? She came back in the room when she heard her name, but she still does not want to talk. Say hello to all the people listening, Annabelle.
Hi.
Why are you such a shrinking violet right now? You're not usually shy.
What'd you come in and ask, honey? Do you want more cookies or something?
Okay. All right. We'll-
so I would say my favorite out of all of them would be...
Pulp Fiction.
No. If I were to rate it from worst to best, okay. I'm going to go Dark City the worst. I'm going to go Boogie Nights.
Oh, my God. That is upsetting.
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to go Pulp Fiction, then Boogie Nights.
Oh, that's even worse. Two landmark movies.
I'm going to go...
Landmark, life-changing movies.
I didn't say they were bad. I'm just ranking them from the five we watched. So from the five, I'm not saying out of 1,000. I'm saying the bottom one that you made me watch, Dark City. Pulp Fiction, good, but number...
Hey, let me do what Tina does in Bob's Burgers.
How much Dad loves Pulp Fiction.
Annabelle just said, you know, we all know how much Dad loves Pulp Fiction.
I didn't say it was bad. I'm just making a list of what I liked better.
Okay, so...
So then we go, after Boogie Nights, we have Casablanca.
Okay.
And actually, Casablanca, Top Secret, then Casablanca.
Casablanca is just
number one,
just
for sure.
A great movie.
Yes.
But you're wrong.
How would you rate those five?
So the order is, and this is 100% accurate, they're all tied for number one. It's a five-way
you
tie.
You are going to go Top Secret. I'm sorry, you're going to go Dark City and say it's as good as Casablanca.
No, I'm only joking. It's Casablanca is probably the third best out of that. No, it goes Pulp Fiction is the best, then Casablanca. Then Boogie Nights, then Top Secret, then Dark City.
You are such a snob.
I'm not a snob.
You didn't like Dark City.
I never watched it.
No, Dark City was fantastic. I'm just saying in my order.
You put it last too.
Yeah, it's not okay. As good as the others.
Exactly.
But Pulp Fiction should be, on this week, the 25th anniversary of Pulp Fiction, how dare you impugn
really
the good name.
It really is the 25th week.
It's the 25th anniversary.
When's my birthday that you missed and booked? Gigs on 2 years straight.
It's sometime in winter. I just know that sometime between January and February, you're mad at me for some reason. But
yeah,
I cannot...
you know that this is a 25th anniversary.
I do.
Do you know my birthday?
Your birthday, Annabelle, is December 17th.
What year?
I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to... No, just, of course it was 2010. Now, mommy's birthday, sometime after that. All right, so...
Wait, so give me mine. List mine from order of worst on the list to best.
All right, let's see. Worst on the list would be Leap Year by a Leap Year.
Mm-hmm.
By a leap and a bound, Leap Year is the worst. Then I would say Notting Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say 10 Things I Hate About You. Mm-hmm. And then I would say About Time. Mm-hmm. And then number one, Pretty Woman.
Wow, you put Pretty Woman.
I didn't say I disliked it. I just said it wasn't as good as Pretty Woman and About Time.
I'm shocked. I thought you liked About Time more than Pretty Woman.
So here's the thing. About Time was more emotionally affecting.
Okay.
And it was a very good movie. But Pretty Woman is just a really well-constructed Hollywood love story. And, you know, you can pick apart elements of it. You can take parts that don't work now. The fact that there's not a black person within 1,000 miles of that movie is a little upsetting.
Yes.
But if you look back and you just look at, like, this is what Hollywood does well. Mm-hmm. Two people who are movie stars falling in love and you root for them the entire time. And the comedy works and the romance works and all the little setups have great payoffs. Annabelle, please get off. It works fantastically. So
okay, so I have a question. We've talked about what we've learned each other, but we've been very nice to each other in a very positive way.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned about me in a negative light from my movies?
You don't like too much thinking. I think that in a negative way, and I think there's a positive spin to this as well, but I think that you are someone that likes... You like the music for how it makes you feel, not for how the lyrics make you think. And it's like, I don't really mind what's happening in the movie so long as I'm transported, taken away, and I can enjoy it. And all of the stuff that sort of might be there in the subtext or might be there in the way it's filmed is less important to you than the actual experience of watching the movie.
But I can't get transported because of that. Like, I don't know what's happening. Wait, what? I can't move on because I don't know what just happened in the last scene.
See,
I have to overthink it, and then I have to think about how, like, I can't be in the movie.
So I'm going to say this. This is one of the big differences between you and me when it comes to that. There are very confusing parts of movies sometimes, especially complicated movies.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times you get to the end and they pay that off. Like, it's intentionally confusing. So
why do you watch spoilers then?
What's that?
Why do you like to read spoilers?
It's not that I like to read spoilers, but like that, the way it unfolds, I think a lot of times, like Pulp Fiction works better the second time, because once you sit through it and you can get those moments of surprise, and then you go back and you go, oh my God, that, it's like watching The Sixth Sense a second time, where you go, wow, they really planted all that stuff in there. There's a certain reward to sort of seeing that unfold.
I will say, some of the movies I like are Chinese food.
Right.
What?
It's amazing while you have it. You don't really want it the second time around.
Right.
But
yes.
I think I remember things more in the moment of like, oh, I remember I really liked that. I really enjoyed that. And then watching them now, I'm like, huh.
Well, I would say that if I could give one piece of constructive criticism in your movie watching.
Give it to me.
Well, it would just be like, sometimes be okay in the moment of confusion. And at the end of the movie, if you're still confused, you can say that the director didn't do a good job explaining himself.
I think that's not how my brain works. Annabelle and me, we get very frustrated when we don't, we can't just go along for the ride. We need to understand what's happening, and we can't get past
that's
that.
That's not why. I just like asking a million questions.
You don't like asking. You like knowing.
Annabelle
likes knowing, and I like asking.
So, but I do think, like, for instance, we were watching Mr. Robot right before we recorded this, and there was some stuff that confused me in it, but I know that Sam Esmail is like playing the long game here. And I think, like, once you get a director that you trust, like, remember when we were watching Mad Men and there was that scene where Don had a vision and it was his partner, Roger Sterling Cooper. Burt Cooper was singing and dancing,
mm-hmm.
and we were super confused by it. And mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Matthew Weiner has earned...
Matthew Weiner?
I know, that's his name. It's so funny to say. Matthew Weiner has earned my respect. Like, I'm just going to go where he takes me.
Okay.
So, Matthew Weiner, I'm melting in your arms. Take me away to Pleasure Town.
See, I would rather do, like, the end of Mary Poppins. And they had Gene Kelly or...
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke dancing on the table. I want it to really happen. I don't like the abstract. I don't like any movie where they're in clouds and flying on unicorns and some type of haze. That's like the worst part for me.
Gotcha. Okay, so what's something negative you learned about me?
I learned that you can be a little bit of a movie snob.
What?
Bossy.
What?
That you tend to look down on movies if they don't meet your criteria.
I have a positive spinoff.
Okay,
whatever it is. At least you're not like Keen.
Oh yeah, my son Keen has sort of found movie snobdom.
Oh my god!
And he's combined it with middle school
mentality,
and he's really bad about telling you why your movie's stupid.
Oh my god, it's
so
awful.
Okay, so you were just telling me how you were too stupid to understand the movie that I like.
Yes, too stupid. I think that sometimes you don't allow yourself to be transported by something simple because it hasn't earned its marks for you. It has to be smart enough, and sometimes you don't like it if it's not smart enough.
Okay, I can see that. I try to be as omnivorous as possible and sort of absorb everything I can. I think just
eat vegetable and meat as possible.
Yeah, I think it, well, I mean, you know, I'm not a like a genre snob. Like, I'll go see Avengers Endgame. And it,
well, I mean, I'm just kidding.
Like, I mean, like, I won't write off a yes. genre just because,
right.
You know, it seems like a more vulgar genre. Mm-hmm. But I do think that, like, if you're going to be a piece of genre entertainment, you should aspire to be the best version of that. And I think that there are certain ones, like, and not just romantic comedies, but every movie does this, where they go, well, if we hit the beats, everyone will be satisfied. And I think I've just seen so many times the beats been hit. Mm-hmm. I just want them to be a little different.
And then you get annoyed when the beats don't get hit.
Right. To me, a perfect movie is right. one that hits all the beats, but does it in a way that's unique and makes me feel like, oh, I've never seen that before.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you look at, for instance, Pulp Fiction, he hits all the beats of a crime movie, but everything is spun in a different way that, like, even to this day, 25 years to the week, if I see it, I'm still surprised by it. And you're still like, wow, I can't believe that he was so far ahead of the game that he could anticipate all the genre beats and twist them.
Okay. What might be different is that me watching these movies right now, I have 3 kids and I have a full-time job and I'm awful busy. And sometimes when I'm watching them, I'm also not maybe giving my 100% full attention to me. That's why I get confused.
Listen, I have 3 kids too, and most of the stuff with the kids are just right. taken care of. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're so concerned about. Right. Like, I don't ever pack their lunch, uh-uh. but guess what? Their lunch shows up packed. So why are you worried about it?
Let the lunch house, everything fairy take care of it.
Somebody takes care of it.
Yes.
I don't know who.
Okay.
It's just done. What okay. are you worried about? God, moms complain all the time.
We do. I'm sorry.
By the way, if I ever get put on SNL, mm-hmm. this podcast will be what gets me kicked off. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Oh no, this one. I mean, there's plenty.
Pretty much anything I've ever said.
They're
in public.
Gonna get to like the first 10 before they get to this.
Yeah. All right. So we don't have too much time left. So I guess we should announce what our next movies are, but we haven't.
Ooh.
You haven't thought of it. Have you
no,
thought
I actually think I thought of one today because I was talking to a friend and she brought up a movie she saw last night that she had to see all the way through. And recently, I saw the same movie and I don't remember really liking it, but I had to see it all the way through.
What is this?
It's the Jennifer Lopez.
Say no more.
It's, I don't know exact title, but she fights back. Like this ex-husband that's trying to take her.
I saw that in the theater with you and my mom.
I don't think it was ever. Wait, yes, you did.
And so we'll tell a story.
Your mom loved it.
We're going to tell a story about this. And actually, you're going to have to tune in the next time to hear what movies we picked for each other. But I'll end on this story. So my mom had just come up from Florida. Right. My mom had been diagnosed with cancer and she came home to live with me. And at the time you were kind of living with me. You were essentially living with me, but like you still kept a room at your mom's house. So you didn't feel like
you know, I need to have a plan B.
Yeah, actually.
Plan C.
Yeah. Are those those aren't the nicknames of the other guys you were dating at the time, were they?
You were Plan AJ.
Plan AJ. Well, hey, listen, so long as I was in the top 3, baby.
Okay.
So my mom was living with me, and we took her to see a movie right when she came back, and the movie was this Jennifer Lopez movie, which, do you remember what the name of it is?
Fight Back, Take Back.
Why don't you look it up? Do you have your...
No, I don't.
Here, look. Let's look it up.
Oh, I'm Penny's.
Yeah, here, hold this. I'll look it up.
Okay, well, what's the story? I remember now seeing it.
I can't do both things, honey.
Yes, you can. You can multitask.
Here, I'll look. Jennifer Lopez. You know what I call her?
Lopez.
I call her J-Lo.
J-Lo.
I invented,
you might put J-Lo.
I invented that.
Well, you have to be more specific. Beats Up a Guy movie.
No, I'm going to look at the IMDb.
Oh, my God. That's like the longest way to do it.
Let's see. I'm going to look in order here. It would have been around 2000. Wow, she's been in a lot of movies. Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull fresh out of the oven?
Nope.
Was it Jennifer Lopez, Hold It, Don't Drop It?
Nope.
Was it Jennifer Lopez, Mi Hasas Falta?
Nope. Wasn't Monster in Law either.
Monster in Law, Geely? Was it Geely?
I think you're off.
Enough.
Enough.
Wow, this is from way early in our relationship, 2002. This is when you were first starting to really fall for me.
I don't think your mom was actually sick. I think you're wrong.
Was she just visiting at the time?
I think she was just visiting.
Oh. Well, either way, we went to go see Enough. And my mom was loudly agreeing with every one of Jennifer Lopez's punches. So in the movie, spoiler alert, Jennifer Lopez like leaves her ex-husband, but then the ex-husband... Sorry about that. We had a brief interruption from our son calling. In the movie, she's being abused. She decides that she's going to learn karate.
She takes her daughter and she tries to hide.
And Annabelle, she learns karate. And then the bad guy husband shows up and she's like, I've had enough. Which is
he shows up and then she plants a trap for him. She's like, all right, I got to kill this guy. I got to get it taken care of.
And come on over here and get some karate.
Karate.
So
kills him?
Yes, she does.
So every time she
Don't worry, if anyone ever touched you, daddy would kill them.
Every time she punches the ex-husband, my mom is like, yeah, you go, girl. Yeah, you hit that guy. And it was the most embarrassing and endearing thing.
I forgot about that. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And I learned that day that my mom was really into seeing Jennifer Lopez beat up dudes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe we'll watch that one.
Well, let's pick a different one. We'll have to do a different one.
So hopefully you've liked this recap. If you are new to the podcast, I urge you to go back and check out the other five that we've done. I also urge you to go to Casa Gennaro, our sponsor for this podcast. It is such a delicious place to eat. After we watch the movie, it's so nice to go and sit there and eat wonderful food and discuss our favorite thing, which is movies. And food. And I hope that you'll join us as we continue doing this, hopefully that for the next 35 years.
Oh, at least.
I'm hoping that we'll be looking back 35 years from now going, we knew it was over right around year 17 when Jay made me watch the Pulp Fiction documentary. So thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time.
The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.